Good morning, and thank you for coming. First, I want to thank Mrs. Shani Kugler and the Kugler family for sponsoring the Simchas Beis HaShoeva tonight. Mrs. Kugler, Baruch Hashem, does that. Has done that for things. She has more than a chazakah. She probably has the sheets of a child in 30 years. Louder. I'm talking to a mic. Okay. I'm saving my voice for Simchas Torah. There's no mic. Just a quick thought. This is Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The question, which is obvious, starting to think about, is why are we focusing on the Shoeva part of the mitzvah? Mitzvah is Nisuch HaMayim. Mitzvah is Nisuch HaMayim. So why is the Simcha start from the moment of the Shoeva, of drawing the water? The Simcha should be when you do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is pouring the water on the Mizbeach. At that moment, the Kohen comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he pours the water on the Mizbeach. There should be this whole dance and song and this whole Simcha of doing the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. Why are we celebrating the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which is done the night before, which is actually, they spend the whole night singing, and certain people are dancing, and then in the morning, first thing in the morning, they go and they draw the water, and they come back and they pour in the Mizbeach, and then that's like it. There seems to be, the Simcha is not the Nisuch HaMayim, but the Shoeva, the element of drawing the water. Number one. Number two, thinking about the Yom Tov of Sukkot, we know that Sukkot is Ma'an Simchoseinu, and maybe we can just define what creates Simcha in a person. What is it with which creates Simcha in a person? So I saw a thought, and I'm sharing this thought. There's a sefer which Rav Lapiansky recently brought back from Eretz Yisrael called Atzos Chosancheni. I think it's a life-changing sefer for many people. It will be a life-changing sefer for many people. Master Shem, those who learn it. And there he has a thought. He talks about the element of Simcha. And he points out that Simcha always requires a chesaron beforehand. A person doesn't have money. He gets money. He feels Simcha. Once he has the money for a while already, he doesn't feel the Simcha because he's not lacking. The chesaron is not there anymore. Simcha is the idea of filling a chesaron. A person has a child. There's a Simcha. A few months later, the Simcha is gone. Why is the Simcha gone? Because now he already has a child. Person who hasn't had a child for many, many years has a strong feeling of lack of that. So he's able to hold on to that feeling of having the child for much longer. So Simcha comes when you fill a chesaron in the person. So if we have a zman of Simcha, say no, a zman of Simcha, so what's the chesaron that we're filling? So he says, okay, you're expecting me to tell you, well, we're lacking Kirbet to Kadosh Baruch Hu because there's nothing like Kirbet to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we get Kirbet to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we feel happy. The problem is that's probably not what's defining most of us. Most of us are not walking around feeling, oyvei, I'm lacking Kirbet to Kadosh Baruch Hu in my lives. I feel that feeling, and now all of a sudden I'm so happy I have Kirbet to Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do I? We should have those feelings. If a person tells me he has those feelings, that's a beautiful madrega, or he's fooling himself. Those are the two options. But it's not most people, it's not where they're holding. That being said, we all find a fascinating thing. We know when a person gets money, he feels good. A person gets covered, he feels good. When a person does something right, a person overcomes an isoyin, and he's able to revel in that moment. That's a different type of simcha. That's a deep simcha inside of the person. He feels he's accomplished something which is tough. That we all relate to. The root of that is because we truly want to be closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Russian put in us a desire to do the right thing. That's the nature of man. Man enjoys doing the right thing. Man does not tolerate doing the wrong thing. The biggest Russia will not define himself as somebody who's bad. Shir Das says a fascinating thing. Yaakovino comes to Lavan. He says, I want to marry your daughter Rachel. He says, you know, you're going to take a Rachel from the streets. It says Bitko, not Rachel from the streets. You're going to change the name of Leah to Rachel and Rachel to Leah. Haktana. Rachel beat Haktana. In the end, he didn't get Rachel. So what was Yaakovino thinking? Yaakovino didn't understand love. He thought he's going to catch love and love and realize this is stupid. It's all a joke. Yaakovino understood a very strong nature of man. We all want to do the right thing. Even Lavan sees himself as a good man. Lavan's a good person. He won't do something which is bad. He wouldn't fool somebody. There are reasons why you have to do this. Well, Yossi came in Kameno, it's not my fault, it's a minigamakam. I would, of course, honor my agreement with you. this, studies have been shown, you go to a maximum security prison and you speak to the people who were there, who've been found guilty unanimously by juries. It wasn't my fault. I didn't really do it. Somebody else made me do it. It was a mistake. They can't look at themselves as bad people. Nobody's bad. We all want to define ourselves as good. That's the nature of man. What's fascinating about that is, when do we feel that moment of feeling good? When you finish the job or when you start? The answer is when you start. Not when you pour the water on the Mizbeach. When you draw the water, the moment you put yourself on the path to do the right thing, there's a feeling of simcha. Even if you haven't accomplished it, maybe even if you won't make it to the end. But the fact that you make a decision to go on that path and follow that path is a source of simcha. I think it's very telling the fact that mayim is the mush, is what's used. Mayim is a mushal for something which is used to represent potential. Mayim is the quintessential chaymer. It has no tsura, it's not formed yet. It's just potential. Mayim is a source of life. Mayim is something which we can make the greatest things out of it. It depends on what you want to do with it. So the moment that a person draws the water, this potential that he has, this kayak that he has inside of him, that he's going to accomplish great things, and he makes that decision to use it for the right thing, even if it doesn't make it at the end, he falls before he makes it to the end. You should know that's a source of simcha. That's the simcha which we celebrate by the simcha space HaShareva. Kol Yisrael, after Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Kippur, we made a decision to follow a path. We know that we might not make it to next year. We might not make it to Hanukkah. We might not make it to Hashanah Rabbah. But we're on the right path. We made a decision to follow the right path. And that's a source of simcha. The Klal Yisrael is celebrating during Sukkot the fact that we chose this path, the path which is right, that gives us the simcha, that we know we're doing a davar tov. And we're celebrating the inner feeling of contentment and happiness and security in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms, that we know that we've chosen the right path. Rabbi, I thank you for joining us.